Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by the good folks at International Diamond Center. The Orlando Magic start a three-game homestand tomorrow. They will host the Beasts of the Eastern Conference, the first-place Toronto Raptors, a chance for the Orlando Magic to test their mettle against the best in the Eastern Conference. They need a win. They've lost six consecutive games after falling last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Magic need to try and find a way to grab a W. A three-game homestand, you'll close it out with a home back-to-back on Friday and Saturday against the Detroit Pistons, who are reeling, the Memphis Grizzlies, who are struggling. So this could be an opportunity here with these three games coming up for the Orlando Magic to kind of get something going. Aaron Berlin, we're looking for some kind of momentum. And just to let everybody know the game plan, in about 30 seconds, we're going to join head coach of the Orlando Magic, Frank Vogel. We'll spend about 10, 15 minutes with us here on the program. So we'll break down where this club is at and what they look like moving forward. Will we see Jonathan Isaac in uniform tomorrow for Orlando? But AB, we need a win, man.
Oh, man. You're telling me, Dante. How much easier would these shows be if we could have a win every now and then? Just like one a week.
I know. Well, hopefully we can do that. We're going to develop players here. We're going to do what we can here to finish out the string and continue to bring you Magic Drive Time, try to bring you some interesting storylines and ideas here down the stretch. But again, the Magic trying to snap that six-game losing streak. They will host the Toronto Raptors here tomorrow night. And let's welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He is Frank Vogel joining us here. His team will start a three-game homestand beginning tomorrow night against the Beasts of the East. The Toronto Raptors are here in town. And, Coach, no practice today. What'd you have a chance to do? I know we were gone for a couple of days on that road trip and got in some work there. So what'd you have a chance to get caught up on here today?
Well, I just got to sleep in, you know, and get in as late as we got in last night. That's always a welcome thing. I'm picking up my girls right now. I haven't seen them in a few days, so looking forward to catching up with them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so let me know what I'm in store for then. I have a 4 and a 3-year-old, and sleeping in is not an option right now. When does that change? What age do these kids start sleeping in?
Well, it's about school. You need to get them in school. Make sure they grow up quicker, and once they get into kindergarten, first grade, then you'll have an opportunity to sleep in on weekdays.
That's right. There you go. Very good. All right, Coach. Well, interesting schedule coming up here this week. We're home for a three-game homestand. You close it out with a home back-to-back, right? And then you go out on a 5-game, 9-day road trip, and you play a back-to-back on the end of that, coming back, and then a 7-game homestand. It's kind of an interesting month of March beginning tomorrow night with Toronto.
Yes, definitely a strange part of our schedule, but you know, we're getting stretches like this with what they're doing. They're trying to extend the season by a week or two, and trying to remove some of the back to backs. You just get some situations that you're just not used to being a part of. But you know, like Larry Bird used to always tell me, you're going to play 82 games, and so is everybody else. So don't worry about when they fall.
That's exactly right. Doesn't matter. Everybody's got 82. It was interesting last night, Coach. I know you played the Oklahoma City Thunder. How strange is it? How fun is it to see Paul George when you still interact with him? I know it's been a couple of years since you coached him, but I know that bond is very tight on both sides. And I know you think highly of him, and I know that's always special when you're able to watch Paul George play.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to see him having success in his second stop in his NBA career. And, you know, I wish he didn't have so much success last night. He kind of hurt us.
Right.
And he kind of beat him by himself last night. So I wasn't happy about that part of it. But right. No, he's got things together, you know, both in his personal life and, you know, with what he's doing with Oklahoma City this year. He's really gelled on the court and off the court with Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony and that whole group there, and you know, it'll be an interesting summer to see where he ends up.
Yeah, it sure will. I know he's got some decisions to make, and we'll see how that all plays out. Speaking with Magic head coach Frank Vogel, team fell in Oklahoma City last night. Coach, again, another terrific start, but a couple of lulls on the offensive end, and I know you weren't happy with the team's defense last night, but your assessment of last night's contest.
Yeah, you know, I watched the tape, and, you know, the tape always paints a different, little bit of a different picture than how you feel immediately after the game. And, you know, there's certainly some stretches that we could have played better on both ends of the floor. But I was very happy with how hard and engaged our guys played last night. You know, they had a chance to beat a terrific basketball team that was, you know, attempting to respond from an embarrassing loss. And, you know, we jumped on them early, had control of the game for much of the basketball game. We just weren't able to close it out. But I was proud of how we played.
No, there's no question. And Coach, there was about a seven-minute stretch, end of the third, beginning of the fourth, where team was held to just one field goal. And I know the guys still tend to press a little bit. The turnovers started to mount, quick shots within the shot clock. What did you see kind of during that run, and how does your team need to continue to try and navigate through that? Are they pressing too much, or what are you seeing during those moments?
Yeah, we just didn't make great decisions, you know, and, you know, you're going to have that throughout the game at certain points, and, you know, you got to make sure that it doesn't impact the other end of the floor, and I believe that it did in that stretch. You know, both ways, we were struggling to get stops, and then we were a little out of sync offensively. But if the game runs, and, you know, we made a run after that to make it a ball game again and had a chance late.
Speaking with Magic head coach Frank Vogel, and you know, it's interesting. I know you weren't happy with the team's defense overall last night, but you look at Russell Westbrook and the defense on him, 8 points. He's never been held to single digits in 19 games against the Orlando Magic, so that's certainly a success. And I know that was a guy that was a key part, if not the focal part, of your game plan going in last night.
Well, we certainly talked about a lot about him coming in. You know, he's
sure.
He's been a nightmare for us, 37 points earlier this season, and obviously had a 50-point game last year against us. And, you know, obviously we wanted to just make him the focal point. You know, Jonathan Simmons, Rudy Salmon for most of the night, did a great job on the basketball. But, you know, our bigs were great, too, being early to help and trying to make him a passer. And, you know, he certainly was effective with the pass, finding Steven Adams under the basket a bunch of times and then finding Paul George. So those guys really hurt us, and yeah, and Russell hurt us, quite frankly. Even though the scoring totals were down, you know, he hurt us with the pass, and you know, he garnered so much attention that, you know, when you're bringing help, and even when he misses, you know, they have the number one offensive rebounding team in the league to go and get some putbacks. So you know, he's a handful. He's the MVP of the league for a reason, and you know, he got the best of us last night.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Nick Vucevic now 3 games back, 16 points, 7 rebounds, shooting 50% from beyond the arc. I know it's going to take a while for these guys to get reacquainted with their teammates, but how has Vooch looked to you? He doesn't seem to me to be limited really in any way.
No, not really. But, you know, something like this usually takes a few weeks before you gain that consistency and feeling well. He's had a couple of good games. Now, I always say that the first couple of games are the easiest. Then you start getting some bumps and bruises and some soreness, you know, that you have to start dealing with. And, you know, sometimes the adjustment period doesn't hit for a few games into it. So hopefully we're not going to encounter that going forward, but we're going to be cautious about it.
Aaron Gordon, 3 games back as well, 15.7 points, 6 boards, about 39% from the floor. What are you seeing with Aaron Gordon? I know we've kind of seen the full spectrum, the full gamut here in all 3 games, but how has Aaron looked to you? And this is a guy to me, Coach. I know all these guys take it hard after a game, but Aaron to me seems to be the most visibly upset in the locker room amongst the team after a game.
Yeah, he definitely cares, and you know, that's one of his best strengths. You know, he's a competitor, and you know, we all work really hard to win basketball games, and when you don't, it's frustrating, and you know, it's disappointing, and you know, he certainly feels that.
Yeah, he certainly does. Now, 2 guys that kind of have a different role, Coach. I know we've talked about it before a little bit, but Bismack Biyombo, Mario Hezonja. Biz, the last 3-4 points, just a couple of rebounds. Are you seeing the same kind of Bismack Biyombo, or how hard is that going back to the bench? I know he's done that his entire career, but what are you seeing with the last 3 games with Biz?
Well, I think he's, I think his time in the starting lineup has improved him as a basketball player, within our system. You know, it really has helped him get a rhythm. And, that's been evident even since Luch has come back and he's returned to the bench that, he's doing some things, that quite frankly, that are growth and development, from where we were early in the season. And, that's the plan for us as coaches is not just, taking the rookies or second year players and developing them. You have to develop every player on your team, including the veterans. And, just hopefully executing the little details of our system to lead to wins.
Yeah, certainly. Good point. Speak with Magic head coach Frank Vogel. I know Mario didn't shoot it great last night, but his first two games adjusting to that role, he looked very good, and he's averaging almost 11 points a game the last three. How big are these last 22 games for Mario Hezonja?
Well, it's definitely an important stretch, and he's got to be able to show that he can still perform efficiently the way he did as a starter by coming off the bench, and that's likely going to be his role with this team. And he's got to make sure that he plays at the same level he was playing when he was starting in shorter stretches. And right now I feel like he's probably forcing a little bit too much because he knows his minutes are going to be down. And, he's just got to make sure he's letting the game come to him.
And that's still part of the learning process, right? That was a problem before. He was getting consistent minutes, and he's still got to kind of find a way to navigate through that, doesn't he?
No, it's definitely part of the learning process. He's a young player, third year in the league, and this is what young players go through. It's just a big learning experience and the developmental time of their lives, of their careers. And we're working with him every day and put in positions to succeed.
Coach, you got a little bit of a teaser last night. You got Jonathan Isaac there. You got a fun toy, but you can't use him last night. Hoping to get him back tomorrow. What's the game plan with Jonathan Isaac, and do you expect to have him in the lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow, but we're hopeful that he's going to be able to play and give us some minutes tomorrow night. Obviously, he'll be on some sort of minutes restriction. We don't know what that will be yet, but we're hoping to have him in a lineup. And I'm sure he's going to give us a big lift, in particular on the defensive end.
Yeah, I know you love what he brings defensively, and I know it's been a frustrating season for him and for everyone involved as far as that goes, but you've done a great job of keeping him around. I know he's involved. He's been practicing. He's in film sessions. So what do you want to see him do realistically here the last 22 games of the season? And what, if anything, has he lost by not being able to play basically half the season?
Well, you lose a lot. I mean, every time you're on the basketball floor, you're learning and developing and growing. And, for him to be out there this long with an injury definitely has hurt that part of his rookie season. It's not something that can't be made up. It just slows the process more. But in terms of what I'm going to be asking of him, it's really just to work hard on the defensive assignments. He knows exactly what's expected of him on that end of the floor, and that's where his minutes are going to be earned. Offensively, he's just got to be able to play within himself, trust the pass, make the right basketball play, and not try to do too much. That's sort of the model that I've used with rookies throughout my coaching career.
Yeah, sure. All right, Coach. Well, last thing, I know you get excited thinking about the possibility of having everyone in the arsenal when you come back at some point to kind of close out the season here. But again, still, the last 22 games here, there's still a lot that can be done. That's still a quarter of the season where you can continue to develop players, you can continue to build and foster that winning culture you're talking about.
Yeah, player development is definitely the top priority for us. We want to improve our guys and teach them how to win. That's the goal here is to build a winner to take this team and have them take the next step, becoming a playoff team, and then ultimately build them into a championship contender. And it's a long process. It takes patience. But this is a stretch where we can definitely gain some ground in terms of teaching these guys how to win.
All right, thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. You're picking up your daughters. Are you heading to dinner? Do you cook? Does your wife cook? Or are you going out? What's the plan for dinner tonight?
I can grill, but I can't cook. There's a difference. And I can definitely work outside on the grill, with a beverage in my hand. And, that's a good speed for me. And inside the kitchen, not so much. Maybe some cereal, peanut butter and jelly, some things like that. I'm an outdoor guy.
I'm with you. I'm with you all the way, and I'm going to do the exact same thing tonight myself. All right, Coach, have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dante. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Magic head coach Frank Vogel joining us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we come back, we will close out tonight's version of Magic Drive Time. The Magic in action again tomorrow night, hosting the Toronto Raptors, the beasts of the Eastern Conference. And if you do not have tickets and you are off tomorrow night, you need to go. OrlandoMagic.com. This is a tremendous team and good opportunity for the Magic to kind of gauge where they're at. We'll be back in a moment. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center on 96.9 The Game.
A lot of people talk about clarity. They talk about color. They talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Special thanks to Frank Vogel, who joined us there for the first segment. If you missed it, you can go to iTunes. You can go to Google Play. Just log on there. Find Orlando Magic Radio. You can listen to that interview in its entirety. We certainly encourage you to do that. We want you to stop in Tijuana Flats this and every Wednesday throughout the season for Pure Magic Wednesdays. Wear your magic gear into any Central Florida Tijuana Flats on Wednesdays and receive a free taco and chips. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh. AB, I know you'll be there tomorrow at some point before the game.
Dante, but the greatest thing about that promotion is, you know, you don't even have to have a Magic shirt on. It can be a sticker. It can be like
anything.
A phone case. All you got to have is the secondary logo, the one with the stars and the basketball on it. And they're
what
okay
about a wristband?
It.
What about a wristband?
You know, that would work too. And sometimes okay. If you just smile at them and you say you're a Magic fan, they'll give you something too.
I like that. Okay. So you're a pro. You've gone there every Wednesday.
Three different Tijuana Flatses on any given Wednesday.
That's awesome. Then what would you tell Magic fans about tonight? Where can Magic fans go and get a meal tonight?
Oh.
Tijuana Flats?
Well, it's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it is Taco Tuesday, probably. But definitely go tomorrow for Pure Magic Wednesdays. But you can mull that over.
Today and then, is International Pancake Day, though, Dante.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you like your pancakes, probably any breakfast house, you can go get a pancake tonight.
That's on the horizon for you for breakfast, no
100%.
Question. Well, Aaron, this is an interesting thing to me. It's not often that you go this long into the season and you play a team for the first time. We'll see the Toronto Raptors here tomorrow for the first time this year. We're going to play them three times before the season is over. We'll go to Toronto for the very first time on April 8th. We only go up there one time this year. But
Which,
this
how
is a
happy
very...
are you about that? That you're
yeah,
not
well...
going there in December or January?
Oh, I love it. Oh, my goodness. We always go once in January and once in February. That's how it always works. One time, one of those trips, we're usually there for about 3 days when it's 4 degrees. So
you guys could be there when the Blue Jays open up their first homestand.
I think we are. There's talks of that. We're going to be in New York for the opening night of Yankee baseball. We're going to be in New York for that. We're going to get there a little after the game starts, but I think that would be cool. And there's talks of maybe walking Aaron Gordon around the streets of New York City to see if he gets confused for Aaron Judge. Do you think that he wants to do that? We asked him a couple of months ago. He said he loves it. He loves that people see similarities. And I think we might be on to something.
The problem is Aaron Judge might be bigger than he is.
Well, not height-wise, but yeah. Oh, yeah, size-wise. That is a massive, massive human being. And I know you're pretty fired up about the start of baseball coming up here in a couple of weeks. But for the Magic Club, again, if you don't have tickets, OrlandoMagic.com. This is a team in the Toronto Raptors that I think is absolutely going to challenge Boston and Cleveland this year. And if ever there was a year where Toronto was going to come out of the Eastern Conference, this could be it.
I was going to say, Dante, how long have we been sitting here just saying that? I mean, it's at least been the last couple of years that with the combination of DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, the fact that they kept both those guys together after they both had contract years the last two off seasons, it's finally coming to fruition because this dinosaur team has been so good and they've just kind of been bubbling and they've never taken that next step. But this year they really have.
Yeah, you're right, Aaron. I mean, they've made that next leap. They've changed their offense. DeMar DeRozan is as explosive as ever. He's actually shooting threes now and making them. The whole team is shooting threes. Jonas Valanciunas is contributing, making big plays down the stretch. But one thing I would encourage Magic fans to do is this. Watch some of these guys that were drafted by the Raptors the last few years, certainly under the watch of Masai Ujiri and then, of course, Jeff Weltman, who was his assistant the last few years in Toronto. And this, to me, is what gives them the edge. Watch, they're not flashy names, but they come together. Jeff Turner first brought this to our attention a couple of weeks ago when he started watching a couple of Raptors games together. But it's guys like Jakob Poeltl, Fred VanVleet, CJ Miles, who they picked up in free agency. But you have Pascal Siakam. You have DeLon Wright, these Norman Powell. These are not household names, but you watch them tomorrow. They play hard. They have length. They run up and down the floor, and they create havoc for the opposition. And these are guys drafted under the tutelage of Jeff Weltman and Masai Ujiri. So I would think if I'm a Magic fan, I would be very encouraged about the kind of guys that Jeff Weltman likes and the success that he's had, certainly having with this second unit. That might give them the edge this year in the Eastern Conference. We'll see. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 5:30, 96.9 The Game on Magic Drive Time. Nick Anderson joins me. Have a great night, everyone.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.